So hello and welcome to another episode of the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. I'm Andy Jones, and today we're going to take a look at culture change, or culture in general. But more specifically, I'm going to give you one way to really accelerate or drive culture change in your business. And this today, what I'm going to share with you is something that is often left out of most culture change programs in terms of the focus is not necessarily on this one thing, but what this thing does will absolutely accelerate what you're trying to do. So I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's jump straight into this today. This is my episode around how you can accelerate culture change in your business. Before we get into this episode, don't forget there is still time to take advantage of our leadership support package, which is all about supporting up to four of your leadership team or your up-and-coming leaders of the future in developing them and coaching them aligned with your core values and your vision to produce a strong, cohesive leadership team that's going to drive your business forward. Don't hesitate in reaching out to me at andy@thecafehustle.com if there is something that you think this can benefit in your business, and let's have a chat and see how this can work. So the topic of culture change is something that we hear about a lot, and certainly from a hospitality perspective, we've been speaking about this for the last 20 years. Certainly when we start thinking of kitchen staff, you look back at some of the discussions that have happened, and it's very clear to see that this has been something that has been coming for our industry for a very long time. Now, I'm talking there in the context of certainly in the kitchens, which, you know, we have seen a market change. It has really shifted. But what we aren't seeing is the general approach to leadership. And yes, hospitality demands a different type of leadership from people. We can't get away from that. And the environment and the method of working lends itself to a certain type of leadership. But what I want to talk to you today about is how can we drive changing culture that's going to give you and your business that advantage. With me, with our leadership and team development work, we are all about creating crave-worthy cultures. And that is all about creating an environment that people want to work, that your people then go and promote your business as a great place to work. That is possible. And we see it with our clients. They shift from an area or a space that is hemorrhaging its people with huge turnover rates. And by doing a few fundamental things and shifting that culture in the right direction, you can slash your turnover rate of your staff. As soon as you can do that, you start to stabilize the culture that you have, and there's so many advantages to that. But when we're talking about culture change, what is it we're trying to achieve? And ultimately, it's behavior change. A lot of people shout about their culture as being, oh, we've got this benefit and that benefit, we've got this perk for our people. And the reality is, that isn't culture. That is benefits, and that's perks of working in the business. Whereas culture itself is the behaviors of the people collectively and individually that work in the business. And when you are looking to change a culture, as many businesses are, we are actually looking to change behavior. So how do we do that? Now, I'm going to share with you today one way that you can really accelerate and really enhance your behavior change in your business. I'm going to call it that now. But really, when it comes to changing behaviors, behaviors mean a lot of things to different people. And ultimately, what one person sees as being an acceptable behavior, someone else can see it as being something totally different. And what we want to do is get to a position where we have behavioral norms, say, because that's what has an impact on your workplace environment. If there is an accepted way of behaving or way of talking to one another, then that is part of the culture. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing in your context only can be seen by you, how you feel about working in that environment. Really, what we want to do as leaders is to reinforce the behaviors that we want to see in our workforce. And that is where this technique I'm going to share with you can be really beneficial to supercharge your culture in the first instance, but also that change in culture if that's what you're working toward. What is this superpower? Now, you will no doubt know I often go out on about mission, vision, and values, which is collectively our purpose in our business. And if you haven't got that in your business, make sure you take the steps to get your mission, your vision, and your values nailed down, because it makes such a massive impact on the motivation of your people, on your culture, and you'll see why in a minute. And again, if you need help with that, something we can help you with. We run purpose workshop. We run our values workshops. And actually, we run a package that pulls it all together. So in the one session, we can develop your mission, your vision, your values, and use that then to extend into every part of your business. Again, reach out to us at hello@thecafehustle.com or directly to me at andy@thecafehustle.com. to inquire about that, and we can make a move to help you with that. Taking a step back, let's go back to the values in the first instance. And that's a really important part of where we're going with this. Your values extend into every part of your business. I know I've just spoken about that when I've been talking about the workshops, but they extend to your hiring, your decision making, everything that goes on in your business, the motivation of your staff, the satisfaction of their work, all links back to the core values of the organization. Now, core values of an organization, and this is what we often find, differ wildly from their leadership team. The leadership team, the individuals who are leading the business, have different core values to that of the organization, which is, let me say, I was going to say wrong, and really it is wrong. And the reason for that is this. If you are a leader and you believe and you have core values in yourself, if you're true to who you are as a person, the business then has alternative or different values that you don't relate to. How can you connect and embody and personify those values in the work you do? You can't. And your staff will see right through that. And this is where we start hearing about inauthentic leaders or insincere leaders. And it's often because we aren't aligned personally, our values, with our organizational values. So that's the starting point. You have to have those organizational values defined, but also that they are consistent with the leaders and the leadership team's own personal core values. Now, once you get to that point, and this is where the real power comes. Now, I know you'll be probably listening to this going, well, yeah, we've done our core values. And that's great. But what does that mean? All too often, people see, they shout about their core values, their mission and their purpose, and they plaster it on their walls of their organizations. But it means nothing if we don't do this next step. Now, day to day, there's people in your organization that want to know what it is that they do, want to know how their work impacts the wider goals and strategies of the organization, which totally different podcast episode. So they have to want to tie, or they personally want to tie in their work to the direction of the business. In the same way, they are looking to how they can resonate and connect with core values. Now, my experience of businesses creating their purpose and again, their core values, I was never asked to have any input into it. I was never explained how it shows the direction of the business, how it supports the work we do as a business. It was just given to us. And ultimately, we looked at it for a week or so, and it meant nothing beyond that. Whereas this step that I propose you should be taking, and is a really important step, especially if we're talking about culture change and aligning our people with the direction we want to go, it's about communicating or translating what those values mean, those core values mean, in real time. Now, that thing that you're going to use to translate that to your people is what I call behavior statements. And I know we've touched on behaviors earlier in this episode, but what this does, this stage is the most powerful thing you can do, one for your culture, but another area where this really works really powerfully is when you're hiring. No one uses their core values or their mission and their vision, or very few people use those as part of their job advert. But how could you possibly attract the right people for your culture? These things aren't on your job adverts. This is the extent. This is, I'm just trying to highlight how important this is for you as an organization. But as far as culture change, I'm going to bring us back to that. How this works is your behavior statements show you, let's take integrity as an example. What does it mean to have integrity as, a core value? What does that mean to you as a person? Well, I know for me personally, that is doing the right thing, standing up for what is right, highlighting when there's mistakes, respectfully. It's about showing people what it looks like to personify that core value. So how can I, as an employee, demonstrate that I am, how am I aligned with this core value? Here's an example of how you can align with this core value. So it puts it into real life situations and real life context for people. And I promise you, if you start using behaviors as a driver for your culture change, you are going to see exponential increases in the speed of that culture change. We talk about the battle that we have working with businesses is cultural inertia and the time it takes generally to change an organization's culture. I know there's stats out there that say that 7 years to change a culture, and you can't possibly put a time on it. Each individual organization is different. Each individual group of people is different. What I'm talking about here is how can you accelerate the time scale that your business has for that culture change so that it becomes shorter. So you'll be able to get on top of that culture change or that direction change that you're looking for much quicker. And you do that by showing people what's expected in terms of behaviors. So if you've got a set of core values, or even if you haven't, get them together. Again, remember, we can help you as a team. We can take a day for our workshop to help you thrash out exactly what it means to your business, the mission that your business is working towards, its vision, and the core values that underpin all of that. We can help you do that. So remember, if that's something we could really come in and help you with, like I say, we could do it within one day, at least get you to the point of having a set of core values, show what it means to actually embody those core values, which are what fundamentally makes up your culture, because we want people to behave in a way that is consistent with those values. I hope this has been helpful. I hope it's given you an insight into what actually is needed when it comes to culture change. And remember, even if you aren't looking to work with me as an organization, we still have availability for coaching, one-on-one coaching with you. At the minute, we are offering 1-year coaching programs, which will see you and I meeting bi-weekly. So every other week, we'll sit down for an hour and a half, and you will get a life-changing experience of coaching. And what that looks like, whether it's in business coaching, whether it's leadership specifically, which is one of our areas of speciality. We mentor in that area as well, but also mindset, which plays a massive part in how you perform, how you show up for your business, whether it's for your career prospects or whether it's your own business that you're trying to drive. We can help you overcome the challenges and give you that perspective. Again, just reach straight out to us, either go to thecafehustle.com or email me directly at andy@thecafehustle.com, and we can set something up. Anyway, in the meantime, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and I hope this has helped. And I want to let me know if this story has helped you move your business forward. Let me know how it works for you. And again, just my emails at andy@thecafehustle.com. I really want to hear from you. And until next time, thank you so much for joining me on the Hospitality Leadership Podcast.